Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. I am the productivity coach with a revolutionary approach to getting things done. For those of you who aren't familiar with me and what I do, maybe this is your first time listening, I help women solopreneurs become efficient and effective when it comes to getting things done. And I do that by helping them shift their perspective of time, reframe it for themselves, and then build on that foundation to increase their productivity in a way that, of course, helps them to have a better-looking bottom line overall. And I'm sure those of you who do know me know that my approach is a bit unique, not what you would expect or would think the approach would be for somebody who helps women get more things done. My approach is more personalized and holistic. So this monthly broadcast here on Time and Space focuses on helping conscious, spirit-led women business owners increase their productivity. And this show, my work, really is all about supporting you when it comes to getting over the hurdles to getting things done. And I do that in a number of different ways. I've got a few different strategies depending upon what your challenges are. But overall, the focus is on you. There are no, say, one-sized fits, you know, no boxed solutions for challenges when it comes to being able to really look at things like procrastination and disorganized office space, things of those that nature. So this broadcast is about sharing what I know, what I've learned, what I know works, what doesn't work, so that you can look at the way that you're doing things and be able to make some shifts and some changes. And my goal here is to give you real-time solutions, things that you can use as soon as you walk away from this broadcast to help you get things done and stop wasting your time, because we all know with time, once it's gone, it's gone. It's not coming back. So for you to, if you'd like to learn more about what I do, you can check out the on-demand replays here at Time and Space Radio, and you can visit thirdeyegroup.net. So let's talk about this evening's broadcast. This particular broadcast is entitled "You Can't Pour from an Empty Cup," and it's something that has been coming up in conversations that I've been having with friends, colleagues, and with clients. And it actually has been coming up for a while now, at least the last few months or so. It's been a topic that just reoccurs. And of course, it's something that I see all the time, but it's something I think that is front and center for a lot of women right now. And so I wanted to be sure to have at least one event or one thing that I do this year, at least in the first quarter of this year, be focused on that particular topic. So I want to talk about the things that happen and how that looks when you completely and totally deplete yourself and still try to give yourself over to the things that are important, still try to give yourself over to the things that you're responsible for, your business and the people in your life who are dependent upon you. And so, like I said, I wanted to make sure I did at least one event where I'm sharing something with that focus. And I actually think that later on this year in the fall, that is what my retreat is going to be. We're going to do a destination retreat this fall, and I really am feeling that that needs to be the focus for that retreat. So stay tuned for that. So again, this broadcast is all about you taking care of yourself to be sure that you can manage the day-to-day things that there are for you to do. And once again, I see it over and over and over again. And as I've already said, it's been a hot topic, if you will, for me lately in the conversations that I've been having with women. And they are finding that they are depleting themselves for, let's say, the sake of their business, their family, their friends, you know, and everything else. Because let's face it, ladies, we have a lot on our plates. We do. And in the long run, depleting yourself just isn't worth it. There isn't anything more important than you. And I'm going to say that again because I really want you to hear me when I say that. There isn't anything more important than you. If you take care of yourself, you can take care of the things you're responsible for. But if you don't take care of yourself, then you can't expect to continue to be able to do things for yourself, your business, or others. It doesn't work like that. You can't. It's like getting in the car and you have a quarter tank of gas and you drive and you drive and you drive and you drive. And you look up and you've driven so many miles that you've used up the quarter tank of gas. You've passed every gas station. You've not stopped to take care of your means of transportation, right? Your ability to be able to get things done. So you run out of gas and you can't get where you're trying to go. So that means you're stifled, you're stuck. You can't do anything until you stop and take care of yourself. And I use that analogy just so it makes it a bit easier to really see what you're doing if this is you. If you're depleting yourself on a regular basis, you are probably one of the people who find yourself at the bottom of your daily agenda or at the bottom of your list, or even worse, you're not even there. And that thought brings me to a conversation, one of the many conversations that I've been having over the last few months. And this particular conversation was with someone who I know very well, someone who is very close to me, and that I care a lot about. And we were in the midst of a conversation, and we started to talk about her ability, if you will, to get things done, with the things that needed to be done. There was a new endeavor that was being focused on that they were undertaking, and so there was more on her plate than usual. So she was feeling really challenged when it came to being able to take care of all of the usual things that there are to take care of. And then there were the added details and responsibilities from the new endeavor, which was a really big thing, something really, really big to take on. And the overwhelm conversation was starting a bit. So one of the things that came up for me while we were talking and in listening to her, I guess pain is a really good word, because that's really what it was. That's what I was hearing and what I was feeling while in this conversation. And what came to me was that she wasn't taking care of herself. That was the first thing that came up for me. She wasn't taking care of herself. And again, trying to give herself over to her business, family responsibilities, household responsibilities, and then the new endeavor that's really huge. And so I stopped her and I said, okay, so I want you to look at your calendar and tell me where you are in your calendar. Not what needs to be done for the big endeavor, not what has to be done today or tomorrow or next week for the business or your responsibilities to your family, not that stuff. I want you to look and tell me where you are in your calendar. And there was this really long pause. And, of course, it seemed that it was much longer than it actually was. So there is this what seemed to be infinite pause. And then she said, in tears, I'm nowhere. And those two words struck a chord with me. And brought up emotion in me, because I knew exactly where she was at. Years ago, I was there myself. I was there. And I, of course, have had clients who have been there. But it really, I think, struck a chord with me. And I really felt the impact of it in a different way, because I was having a conversation with somebody really close to me, somebody I've been friends with for a very long time. And not that I don't care about my clients and the people that I've had this conversation with, but it just really hit me that this is where so many women are, because we wear multiple hats. Sometimes we're the only one wearing all those hats. We don't share hats, right? There are 10 hats and we wear all 10. There isn't anybody there who can take 5 of them. So we have a lot that is going on, and it gets to a point where you have to draw the line. You got to come up for air at some point. So given that she wasn't anywhere on her calendar, I gave her an assignment. I said, okay, so I don't want you to think about anything else. I don't want you to do anything else. All I want you to do at your calendar tomorrow and see what can be shifted, what has to be moved, so that you can give yourself some time every single day. And so I gave her some direction on doing that, and I'll share that too here in just a bit. But that whole conversation took place because she wasn't giving to herself. She was pouring from an empty cup. The cup was bone dry, and she's trying to pour to give to somebody, to give to something, and it just wasn't doable. It wasn't possible. So the situation is that you're caught up in all of the things that there are to do, your clients, your children, your significant others, and everything else. All those things make it to your agenda somehow, It's jam-packed, right? But all of those things make it to your agenda, whether you have it set up in a structured way where you actually have something that you're using for that, or if you're doing what I don't recommend and you're keeping everything in your head, the most dangerous place in the world, then you've got to shift some things. You've got to start creating the space for yourself. You've got to create the time and the space for you. When self-care goes out the window, so does everything else. So right now, I want you to think about what you're responsible for. Every single thing, from the minutest to the largest responsibility you have. And I want you to imagine that you aren't able to do any of it. Not one thing. You can't do it. What would that, like the inability to be able to do all that you're responsible for, what would that have your life look like? And what would it have the lives of others look like? What would your business look like if you couldn't continue to give yourself to it? Think about the impact of things falling apart like that, like just being stopped, out of gas. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. That's what things falling apart looks like. Whatever it is that you imagine happening, and I really want you to do this. It may not work so well for you if you're not a visual person, but I really want you to get that this is real. Think about the impact that not being able to do the things you're responsible for would have on your life, the lives of other people, and your business. How would that impact your income? So think about what that looks like, and then add to that the fact that you won't be able to do anything to fix that, since you've given all of yourself and don't have anything else to give, nowhere to give or to pour from. So things have fallen apart. You can't do anything, and there's no way to fix it. What does that look like? So I want you to create the scenario because I want to make this real for you, because even though you may be living it, things might not have gotten to this point for you yet. Or if they are at the point of falling apart, you may still be in the space of thinking you can keep it up, because that's what happens, right? We think we can keep going. Like, oh yeah, I can do that, no problem. No problem. I can handle everything else, the three monkey wrenches that were thrown into my week and everything else, right? But you're not going to last for long. You will find yourself crashing and burning before it's all said and done. Okay, we're going to shift that image. And before we shift that image, if it works for you, I want you to write down the impact, not just what you're seeing or what you visualize it to be, write it down. Or if you're not a visual person, then write it out. What does that look like? I want you to really be able to get in touch with that. Okay, so then we're going to shift from that picture of what it looks like if things fall apart and you can't fix it, you don't have anything else to give because you're out of gas. So let's shift from that picture to what things look like for you right now. Again, it might not be as bad as like you being able to, or things actually falling apart and not being able to pick up the pieces. You know, some women have weeks where they run out of energy before the end of the week, and some find themselves challenged on a daily basis because they give to so many people and so many things. And sometimes you make shortcuts just to be able to keep up, right? Like when you go to cook dinner, there's that thing that you really wanted to make that tastes really, really good and everybody likes, but you aren't feeling it because you don't have the energy. All you want to do is sit down and just be. You haven't had a chance to do that all day, right? Those days can be really, really crazy. Start your day, you're up, and your feet hit the floor, and you're running. You got to get the kids up. You got to do this. You got to do that. You get your coffee, your juice, or whatever it is that you get. You might have a chance to do breakfast, but if you're running like I know most of you run, there's no such thing as breakfast, which is not a good thing because you're not properly fueled. You're not jump-starting your body so that it can perform. So that's one reason why you're running out of steam. You're depleting yourself. But those days can be really, really crazy. They can be really, really crazy. So we're going to talk about how to not live that, you know, how to not have that be your space, how to not have that be your experience. And before we do, I want to get in a couple of things here. I have a few things on the calendar that I want to let you know about, being that it is a new year. I believe that many of the people who listen to this broadcast were part of my 2016 Productivity Power Up. And that was a three-day Periscope series right at the end of the year, the 29th, 30th, and 31st, to help you wind down the year, wrap things up in a really positive way to help you move forward and be ready to be productive once we cross that threshold over into the new year. And people loved it. It went really well. It was something I did impromptu, which is something I don't do a lot of, but that was something that I was led to do, and it worked really well. People got a lot from it, so I'm really glad that that happened that way. And the series is still available. I believe the link is bit.ly/2016 Productivity Power Up, and each word is capitalized. The first letter of each word is capitalized. I'm not sure that is the correct link, but if not, shoot an email to info@thirdeyegroup.net, and we'll send the link over to you. So speaking of Periscope, I am doing actually two more. There's going to be a series on goals, because right now is about the time that people are really running out of energy when it comes to staying focused on their goals. And it's not just because they're trying to pour from an empty cup. There's some other things going on. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about losing that steam and how to refocus, assess what's going on, and regroup, and then pick up those pieces and move forward. That starts on February 11th, and it'll run the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That starts tomorrow. And then next week, starting February 15th, is a week-long series to help you discover where your time's going. Identify your biggest time wasters. That's going to be a 5-day. So I'm going to show you how to track your time in a way that allows you to see what's really going on, you know, your time wasters, the things that you're procrastinating on, the interruptions you have, and how you're handling them. And there's this nifty little tool that I'm going to give you to be able to use that. And for all of you entrepreneurs, there is an event, a live event here in Detroit, Empowering the Entrepreneur from Within, or the Entrepreneur Within. That's a series that's taking place around the country. And it's coming to Detroit on March 5th. And for that, visit empoweringtheentrepreneur.co, not .com, but .co for information and registration. That is being hosted by a friend and colleague of mine, Donna Smith-Bellinger, who is awesome at what she does. So, and those events you'll find also at the website, thirdeyegroup.net, on the event calendar. So let's get back to the topic. So you have the picture that you've created or that you've visualized that has things falling apart and what things look for you right now. So that second picture that I asked you to create, that's the one I want you to hold on to, the picture where you are able to get through and do everything, the things that you're responsible for, get everything done, be responsible to everyone that you're responsible for, because you have the energy mentally and physically to get through it. And I want you to create the details for that picture and what that looks like. And then I want you to hold on to that picture. I want you to hold on to that picture. That's the picture you're going to create. And once again, when self-care goes out the window, everything else does. You know, letting self-care go out the window will leave you feeling tired, frustrated, and stressed out, amongst other things. But how you give to yourself, I'm going to give you some examples. One thing that I cannot recommend enough is that you create a morning routine that works for you. Some of the world's most successful people, like when you look at them, or I should say all of the world's most successful people, when you look at them, they all have a designated morning routine that works for them. So meditation, prayer, journaling, you know, whatever it is that's going to work for you, work that and do it every single morning. Before you start your work day, have a process that you go through. You know, set your intention for the day. Look at the things on your agenda. Maybe something doesn't fit anymore because life happens and things change, or maybe it's just that you don't have the energy to create that program or that press release or whatever it is. So move it over, shift it, and do something else. Then during the course of your day, take breaks. Your capacity, cognitively speaking, goes down. And so does your productivity level when you work, just plow through for hours at a time. You need breaks. So get up, walk around, take a walk outside, go walk the dog, do something. Make sure you take a break. And when it comes to lunch and those snacks, make sure that you're fueling your body. You know, if you shift what you are giving to your body, you can actually shift your productivity by 20%, increase it by 20%, because food impacts how clear you think, how clearly you think, and your concentration, your intelligence level, your memory, and even your reaction time. So keep in mind, too, that your brain is hungry tissue. It burns fuel even while you sleep. So don't skip breakfast. Don't do that. That's about the worst thing that you can do to yourself. Fuel your body. Consciously choose what you're eating, especially for breakfast and when it comes to those snacks, and don't eat a heavy, heavy lunch. And make sure that you are eating things that have the vitamins and minerals that, of course, bring more oxygen to the body and to the brain. All those things support cognitive function. Get plenty of fruits and vegetables, too, and some plant-based protein. And you've got to have sleep. You've got to have sleep. Add just 50 minutes, not even an hour, just 50 minutes to your night as far as sleep. And you will see an increase in your energy level and in your cognitive ability. So you're going to see a shift in your ability to get things done. And as you wind up your day, get an evening routine, something that works for you. You just don't want to get to the point of being so depleted, the kids are in bed, the homework's done, the kitchen is clean, the dishwasher's going, and all of that, and you just crash and burn before you even make it to the bed. You're falling asleep in the chair or on the sofa, and you're waking up in the middle of the night. You know, life moves fast, especially these days, and your plate is full. So it's easy to forget to recharge, but these are the things that are going to help you do that. Get your evening routine down and start handling your calendar in a way that allows you to be on your schedule. Get yourself in there every morning, every evening, and then some special stuff along the way. And keep up with the morning routines, the breaks, the nutritious snack, the sleep. Get the sleep that you need. And make sure you continue to handle your calendar in a way that allows you to be one of your, or I should say the top priority. That's where your priority has got to be. It's got to be there. So it looks like we're out of time. I'm not sure what happened here to my little indicator, but we're out of time. Thanks for listening to Time and Space Radio. I invite you to check us out monthly and visit the site and check out the on-demand episodes as well. Thanks for listening. For more information, visit thirdeyegroup.net.